Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. We have two guests today. I'm very excited about having Marta Cordell in the studio. She is a naturopath. We're going to spend some time talking about prevention of breast cancer, which unfortunately in Pinktober we only hear about donating money for a cure. Prevention, always better than cure. And in the second half, we're going to talk about all of the things that are misdiagnosed as some condition when the real issue is lack of vitamin B12. And that should be fun. Sally has been on the show before and was always very helpful. In the blog this week was part two of the summary and update on COVID-19, covered the flu, which incidentally, the incidence of flu way down this year because of where there maybe would have been thousands or like 10 in an area, because the things that we're doing to protect ourselves from COVID are also protective against flu. We don't need to have the flu any more than we need to have the coronavirus. It covers the gloves, the lockdown, masks. And for those of you who can't get to the blog at hbnshow.com, I will just say that I'm in favor of distancing, especially in crowded indoor areas, because the virus does spread from breath. You don't have to be coughing, just with breath. 6 feet is arbitrary. It may take more than that. And masks, I think the risks of wearing masks have been greatly exaggerated, and they may help, and we need all the oars in the water. So yes, wear a mask, especially indoors, and if you're around people that are not your household. Don't wear them if you're out riding your bike in the wilderness. You just don't need it, and why cut down on your oxygen? Don't wear it in your car. Put it on when you're getting ready to go into the store. I talk about some of the medications, where we are on that for therapy, and a big section on natural prevention and remedies, including a link to a webinar that Sherry Rogers, MD, gave, how to stop COVID-19 at all of the various stages. And I talk about sanitizer, school testing, and vaccines, as well as ventilators. Best part, maybe, of the newsletter this week was the jokes. I put in clips, pictures of a variety of headlines out of the newspaper, and I'll just give you two here. One said, homicide victims rarely talk to police. And then another one, city unsure why the sewer smells. And there are four more that were also really funny, and it makes you wonder why we have problems with the newspapers these days.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today, and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lily has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. In the studio, Dr. Marta Cordell. She is a naturopathic doctor, a certified health and nutrition coach, holistic health practitioner, and she functions currently as the educational director of the Thermography Center of Dallas. And she's the owner of Full Bloom Wellness Solutions. Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
And tell us what your mission is.
Well, I would say that our mission, my mission personally, is to help people understand how their bodies function. Because if they can understand how their bodies function, then they can do the things that they need to do in order to help their bodies heal themselves. Because we are designed to heal ourselves, right? So really, at the core of it, we're really educators, you know?
Well, that brings a bell here with Healthy by Nature, because that sounds a lot like our mission, which is the belief, and then you see if this sounds right to you, the belief that we are by nature healthy if we follow the two prime directives. Give the body everything it needs for optimum function, and don't gum up the works with excesses it can't handle.
That is precisely the naturopathic philosophy. So, yeah, that's very in line with what we do. Yeah.
Good. Well, and you have some technology at your fingertips to help make that happen, because while our listeners might internalize that plan, figuring out what the body needs and what it's got too much of, not so simple.
Very true. And so really, you know, people rely a lot on blood testing and some of the tests that really are not that effective at finding things early on. And so we have some technology that can really help to figure out what's going on internally, sometimes 5 to 7 years before things show up symptomatically or before they show up on other testing. So, yeah, we're very excited about that.
Virtually all of the blood tests, with a couple of exceptions, are looking for disease. Yes. When you get your annual physical. When you get a mammogram, I hear that sometimes discussed as prevention. It's only preventing something from getting worse that's already there, and it's early detection, much different than prevention, which means there never is anything there to find. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah, they can't hear your head nodding. So remember, a little different in on radio than it would be in a seminar. We need to hear you.
Yes, very true.
We... A lot of women I know prefer thermography over mammography, and not just because it doesn't hurt or expose the body to radiation, but the type of thermography that's utilized at the and with expert practitioners at the Thermography Center of Dallas is whole body or regulation thermography We're going to refer to it as we go through here, so why don't you just go ahead right now and tell us how that works?
Yeah, so whole body thermography is the tool that we use. It's really a whole body functional diagnostic tool. And so what we're looking at is how are the organs and tissues and systems of the body functioning? And so it's a little bit different paradigm from, you know, looking for disease. We're really just seeing, you know, is an organ struggling? Is it working really hard? Is it very fatigued and not working very well at all? Do we have congestion in some areas? So things like lymphatic system. It's really the only thing that I'm aware of that assesses the lymphatic system. And that's a really big missing piece for a lot of people because our lymphatic system is key to our immune system, to our endocrine system, and also it's part of our detoxification pathways. You know, so we can see very quickly how all of the organs and tissues are functioning and then how all of those things are functioning together as systems.
Which, if you want to make sure you're staying on the right path, is pretty important stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, you really want to know those things.
I mean, I know too many people who've been to the doctor with a complaint that shows that there's an early imbalance and have been told, in essence, go home, let's wait until it's worse, and we'll know what to call it. We'll give it a Latin name and then prescribe a drug or surgery or something for it. And
yes,
it defies logic if you know that you could go back upstream and catch it before it turns into a problem.
Absolutely, and I agree.
Describe just briefly how the system works, because if anybody knows anything about thermography, it may be because they have seen the camera pictures of the different colors of heat. Mm-hmm. But this measures the heat in a different way. Is it basically like at acupuncture points or
some of the points do line up with the acupuncture points, but it's not specifically related to that. But there are specific areas of the skin that are neurologically connected to the underlying tissues and organs. And so when those underlying tissues and organs are having an issue, you know, they either create heat or cold at the skin. And this is because of those neurological impulses. And so when we measure the temperature at the skin, we get a very precise reading of whether that organ or tissue is generating heat or cold. And so whether it's, you know, malfunctioning in some way or another, or whether it's working the way that it should be. And so we can see what's working well and we can see what's not working well. And so the difference between camera thermography, which a lot of your listeners may be familiar with, and regulation point thermography, which is what we do, is that we're actually taking the measurements at the skin. Camera thermography basically takes an infrared image of the body, and you kind of have to interpret, you know, those colors, you know, which can be a little bit complicated.
And it's not very precise. You get whole general areas, and it doesn't necessarily relate back. And I've had this done two or three times at least, and I can tell you folks that it's done. Measuring the points twice with the device, and then you get an expansive readout that gives you not only what needs attention, it prioritizes.
Yes.
Because what might be calling attention to itself may, in your mind, might not be the most fundamental thing that needs attention. Yes. And having somebody of your training to interpret it and kind of turn that information into a plan is invaluable. And along those lines, let's talk about it I want to add one more thing, and that's the measurement of the heavy metals and the minerals that you can do, because you don't see that with thermography. You might know that something is struggling, and you could guess that it's toxic, but if you can combine that with an analysis of how your minerals are doing, the good guys and the harmful ones, then you add a lot of depth to what the program's going to be that you take away from that.
Most definitely. And going back to the naturopathic philosophy, right? If we can give the body what it needs and then remove all of the toxicity, then we're designed to heal ourselves, right? So yeah, the heavy metals are really important. The oligoscan technology is really exciting because it's actually measuring what's in the tissues. So hair analysis, urinalysis, those kinds of things are measuring what you're excreting. But if you're not excreting heavy metals well, which a lot of people aren't, then you're not getting a very accurate reading of what's going on actually in the tissues. And so that's why the oligoscan technology is so exciting for us, is that we can actually measure what's in the tissues. It's done with very simple, basic chemistry, you know, but it works really well.
And totally non-invasive.
Yes.
Just a wonderful partner for the thermography, so that you can know exactly what the body needs to be well.
Yes.
And this is such a different approach than how we generally have been treated for breast cancer.
Yes.
Breast cancer is, let's catch it early, let's do some combination of what in the streets called cutting, burning, and poisoning.
Yes.
and try to make it go away, when actually the body ultimately is what makes it go away.
Right.
You can reduce the load of tumor through these other methods, but the body, the immune system, and the detox system have got to get in there and clean things up.
Yes.
And too often the treatment damages those basic mechanisms. So if we can get ahead of it and prevent, we'll talk some more about that when we return. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm here with Dr. Marta Cordell.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Most people have no idea if they are burdened with harmful toxic heavy metals or if they have adequate levels of important nutritional minerals. The non-invasive OligoScan test can answer both of those questions. You'll also want to know how to get your minerals in balance and how to detoxify those worrisome heavy metals. The Thermography Center of Dallas wants to give you those answers and help you get moving in the right direction. Book an appointment at thermographycenter.com or call 214-352-8758. The test portion takes only about 5 minutes. Then you'll visit with a skilled practitioner to go over the results and receive a detailed protocol, one created just for you. This potentially life-altering combination is valued at $310. But if you mention this show, you pay only $200 to receive an Oligo scan test, a consultation, and an individualized plan. Book an appointment at thermographycenter.com today or call 214-352-8758. That's 214-352-8758.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Welcome back to Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Wittekin, your host, and in the studio with me, Dr. Marta Cardell. She's a naturopathic doctor, a certified health and nutrition coach, holistic health practitioner, and she's the educational director of the Thermography Center of Dallas, as well as being the owner of Full Bloom Wellness Solutions. We've been talking about true prevention rather than the more common early detection. And the nice thing about it, when you prevent something, you are doing good things that are probably preventing other things.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, because if the body is out of balance, it's going to show up in many different ways. And when you wait for early detection, you're only trying to stop the progression of one of those things. Meanwhile, all the other things are maybe going awry and you don't even know it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. I'd like to just spend a minute here talking about the difference in training, because unfortunately in Texas, we don't have support of the naturopathic profession like they do in, say, the state of Washington or Oregon. And by the way, God bless all of you on the West Coast in California, Oregon, and Washington with all of those forest fires. I'm praying for rain. There, and like in the state of Washington, the naturopaths work arm-in-arm with the medical doctors because they bring something different to the table. I presume you don't spend nearly as much time studying drugs and disease and more about what a well body looks like and what it takes to get it there. Do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, again, just going back to that philosophy, our philosophy is to give the body what it needs. So we learn nutrition, we learn things like homeopathy, things like mineral balances, why the mineral balances are so important. We learn a lot of functional medicine, you know, which is how to work with the body in order to bring about, you know, good results, in order to strengthen it and help it to heal itself, because we are designed to heal ourselves.
You know, tap into and encourage those mechanisms that
yes.
would naturally heal it if we weren't getting in its way.
Exactly. And then also to remove toxicity, you know, so how do we get those detox pathways open? The liver, the kidneys, the lymphatic system. So a lot of things like that. So we're really learning a lot more in depth, like you said, how the body functions so that we can work with it and help to promote those healing processes instead of, you know, just weighing it down with a lot of the chemicals and things like that. I can say probably very definitively that no disease that man has ever had has been due to a lack of chemicals. You know, so
at least the chemicals that are pharmaceuticals. I mean,
yes.
Technically, vitamin B12 that we'll talk about in the second half of the show is a chemical, but we're talking about
that is true.
yeah, you can't poison your way to health.
Right.
That's another way of saying that.
Yeah, and we're looking more at synthetic chemicals. You know, because there are a lot of different chemical processes in the body. But as far as, you know, outside synthetic chemicals that we're using to try and treat these diseases, you know, it's just really not in keeping with how the body works.
Well, most of those tens of thousands, there's 80, 100,000 chemicals loose in the environment.
Yeah.
They were never on the planet before, so the body isn't necessarily equipped to handle them, certainly not in the quantities or the combinations that they're getting. So, and while I'm really glad that there are conventional medical schools, because if you're in a crisis or you're in an accident, we have got some fabulous, wonderful medical personnel that can Absolutely. Fix things. Yes. However, there just isn't time in a curriculum that's dominated by the pharmaceutical industry for them to learn the kinds of things that you learn. And it makes sense that the big pharma has no interest really in preventing disease or in detox and that kind of thing, because their sole job really is to earn a return for their stockholders.
Yes.
And sick people make money.
That's very true. I mean,
so not to sound too cynical, I want to shift and spend a little time on breast cancer, because as you point out in some material you gave me, that 1 in 8 women are expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. And too many people immediately say, oh, well, I've got a genetic risk. It turns out that only 5 to 10% of cases are actually attributed to the genes. And even if you have genes that maybe weren't the best luck of the draw, there are things that you can do about it. Define epigenetics for us.
Sure. So genetics, as we know, are how our DNA works, right? Epigenetics is how our environment acts on our genetic material. So everything in our environment is information, right? And it communicates with our DNA. And so our food communicates with our genetics, and the air and what's in the air, all of the different chemicals that are in our environment also communicate with our genetics. And
our emotions.
Our emotions, definitely. That's a big missing piece for people. But basically, we have switches in our genes. And so we might have a genetic predisposition to something, but without that trigger to turn that switch on, that may never amount to anything. You know, it may never actually morph into, you know, a disease state, because there was nothing in the environment to turn that switch on, or because you're giving your body proper nutrition and things like that that are turning those switches off. So epigenetics is just how our environment interacts with our DNA material.
And so you want to stay on the good side of that, where you're sending your genes the right messages.
Yes,
and
most definitely.
That's where the prevention comes in. And I just really lose my mind when somebody, and I had a friend do this, decide that because they had certain genes that they would just go ahead and have both breasts removed. Where there is testing where you can see it coming, that you could do all the things to keep those genes quieted.
Yes.
And monitor instead and keep your whole body together. I just think it's a stark choice, and I was so sorry that you chose the other one. But fear and panic make you do things that don't make sense sometimes.
Oh, they absolutely do. And I hear that a lot. You know, women that have reacted out of fear and then later really wish that they had done something different. It's very traumatic to a woman to lose her breasts, you know. And so it just really breaks my heart, you know, when somebody has to go through that. And sometimes, you know, maybe unnecessarily. So there are so many things that we can do. And I feel like that kind of a surgery should be a last resort, you know, because there are so many things that we have that we can do that can bring that woman back to health.
And lots of monitoring, and that's where the thermography plays such a big role, because as you said, and it might have slipped by people, how many years in advance do you see something headed down the wrong road compared with what you would see on an X-ray?
Yes, so it can be even up to 10 years in certain cases. We say between 5 and 7. But in certain cases, we can even see things sometimes 10 years in advance. So,
and
that's
powerful.
And we
are told that tumors take many, many years to develop.
Yes.
And they have to be pretty far along before they show up on an X-ray.
Absolutely.
Dr. Cordell, will you stay with me after the break? And let's talk about vitamin B12 with my next guest.
I would love to.
You can co-host.
Thanks.
All right, folks. Please stay with us. Coming up. I always call her Sally B12 because her last name is of Eastern European origin, the kind that I like to say she needs to buy a vowel. but if you watch Wheel of Fortune, you'll know what that means. will ask her to pronounce it so I get it right maybe half the time. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
Welcome back. Still in the studio with me to make sure I don't miss anything is Dr. Marta Cordell, who is a naturopath who understands how something like a single vitamin might have some pretty large impacts if it's in too short a supply. And my guest is Dr. Sally, say that for me so I don't screw it up again like I did the last time.
My last name is Patchlock, but I'm not a doctor. I'm a registered nurse.
Yeah, you are, but the Dr. Cordell that's with us is a doctor. You're a registered nurse with decades of emergency room experience, and your co-host, Jeffrey Stewart, is a doctor of osteopathy, a physician.
Right.
Let's start with, you had a vitamin B12 deficiency issue yourself that you diagnosed that the doctors missed. That might be a good place to start.
Yeah, this was back 1985. I was in nursing school, and I was never anemic, which B12 deficiency can cause different signs and symptoms, but I had macrocytosis, which is enlarged red blood cells, and we were studying the blood at that time. And I had, like, some symptoms of maybe fatigue, but I figured, you know, I was just working, going to school, et cetera. And I kind of pressed the issue, and when I looked at a laboratory manual, one of the signs for macrocytosis can be a B12 deficiency or folate. And they kind of assured me there's no way you have a B12 deficiency or folate. Don't worry about it because you're not anemic. My hemoglobin was very high. But I kind of pressed the issue. I worked with physicians. They said, sure, we'll test you. And lo and behold, I did have a significant B12 deficiency. They told me to, you know, go on shots once a month. And I pursued it further. One of the doctors said, you got to see a hematologist. When I went to him, showed him all the lab work, he kind of poo-pooed it off and said, there's no way you have pernicious anemia. You're too young. He said, I'm going to do more sensitive tests to prove to you that you don't have this. And lo and behold, I had true juvenile autoimmune pernicious anemia. So that story, and I put it in like real short, which took months, made me realize, wow, how many people is this really happening to? And so that's what led me to begin my journey into studying vitamin B12, cobalamin deficiency, as well as pernicious anemia. So I really thank that doctor because he learned something, and it led to a 30-year journey of investigating this disorder. And why I'm so passionate about it, working in the emergency department, I see patients coming in with different signs and symptoms, but nobody would test the patient. They kind of just ignore it. They don't think it's important. They don't understand the depth of what a deficiency can do. And basically, it's a knowledge deficit in the medical community.
Well, I think it would help people if you mentioned what some of the signs are. The statistics show that 1 in 5 people over age 60 are low. What are some of the signs and symptoms that might be diagnosed as something else when it's really due to a B12 insufficiency?
Well, B12 deficiency attacks the neurologic system, which also includes psychiatric signs and symptoms. It attacks the blood, and it can cause high homocysteine, which is a amino acid, a protein, which can lead to vascular clots, which would be a pulmonary embolism, a DVT in the leg, a stroke, heart attack. So it attacks the brain, the nervous system, the blood, and the vascular system. So the signs and symptoms, you can have paresthesias, which are numbness or tingling to the feet, legs, hands, arms. People can have balance problems, difficulty ambulating. They can become dizzy. They can have a tremor. When it affects the mind, you can have forgetfulness, memory loss, up to dementia. People can be depressed, have suicidal ideations, and they can have full-blown psychosis, hallucinations, violent behavior, personality changes. The blood signs, you can be anemia, which is a low blood count, which in that sense, it causes fatigue, weakness, shortness of breath. But you also can have the enlarged red blood cells, which you don't have to have, and that's why most physicians miss it. And then the vascular problems where you can have high homocysteine, where patients can have, it can help lead to a stroke. If you have a true B12 deficiency, you can have extremely high homocysteine, which contributes to having a stroke. So it's a variety of signs and symptoms, but mostly are cognitive changes, neurologic anemia.
And the balance issues you talked about, I know that I saw a poster at the doctor's office this week that I thought was interesting. It said falls are the number one cause of accidental death in the elderly. They can either have a brain bleed or they can break something and then they go to the hospital and the hospital environment ends up taking them out. So I know you have saved lives just on that count alone. If we think about our elderly that are in nursing homes, they answer for a lot of the things you just listed are medications. Mm-hmm. They're not getting to the root cause.
Well, there are certain medications that also cause or contribute to B12 deficiency. Proton pump inhibitors, omeprazole, Prilosec, those stop the stomach from producing hydrochloric acid. So if you take those chronically, it can induce lower B12 levels, and then people can have a B12 deficiency for a variety of other reasons. So it's just another factor that adds to it. Elderly, anybody who falls, like this is notoriously, I try to train the doctors I work with, if you fall, if there's a fall like a hip fracture, elderly, they're unbalanced, et cetera, they have to rule out B12 deficiency. But you can't just rule it out with a serum B12. They have to do the other tests, the homocysteine and methylmalonic acid. So it's a huge knowledge deficit, and we're kind of fighting against a brick wall. But it is so important. If we could just re-educate the medical community and have the healthcare community be responsible, hospitals, set up a program, an awareness program, and reteach practicing seasoned physicians and newcoming physicians, we would not have this problem.
Well, I hope that your continued efforts will chip away at that. How exactly does B12 work? It affects so many different systems. I know one of the basic ways is that, and the reason that people think of it for energy, when they go and get a B12 shot and they feel energetic, is because part of what it does is convert food into energy. I hear the music, so we're coming up on a break here, but is there some other basic function that B12 provides?
Well, you have to have it not only for health, but you have to have it for life. It has to do with the metabolism of two important enzymes, two proteins for life. You have to convert homocysteine to the essential protein methionine, and we have to convert methylmalonic acid into succinic acid, which goes into the Krebs cycle. And so that's critical for the nervous system. There are newborns that have inborn errors that actually die from it. So we have to have this not only for health, but for life. And that's why there's such great destruction of the nervous system when someone is truly severely deficient and it's let gone.
When we come back, we'll look at other reasons you might be low.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
I'm here in the studio with Dr. Margaret Cardell, naturopath, and someone I promoted from registered nurse to doctor, because I think she deserves it, Sally Potluck, which I never say right, and we had a laugh about that one, and we ran into each other at the at a big conference. She's the author of Could It Be B12, An Epidemic of Misdiagnoses? And one of the things on the cover that I think we ought to at least mention is a question, is your child diagnosed with a developmental delay or autism? So this is something that could be affecting your children as well.
Absolutely. B12 just doesn't go with, it's for the human body, so it can be at any age. It's kind of ironic because physicians do admit and they think, oh, B12 just deficiency just affects the elderly, people over the age of 60, yet they won't screen them and rarely test them. But they have to realize, too, that it can be caused in a neonate, a fetus, an infant. And their symptoms, signs and symptoms, are still going to be in those major categories, neurologic, neuropsychiatric, hematologic, but they're going to present differently because an infant isn't acquired for language and speech yet. So many times, the number one symptom in pediatric B12 deficiency is developmental delay or developmental regression, and they have cognitive problems. So many times, infants can be misdiagnosed as being on the autism spectrum when really they should always first be checked for a B12 deficiency, and you would have to do the other tests. You cannot just go by a serum B12. And the number one reason a infant is deficient is because the mother is deficient. It's maternal B12 deficiency, that she was deficient during pregnancy or she was lower, and that child when it's born is okay, but then because her breast milk is deficient, in time, over months, the infant is deficient. And then they start having signs and symptoms of, progressively declining, say, if with their motor skills, they're not progressing properly.
Well, that point alone is worth the price of admission today. I think that was powerful. And you also mentioned misdiagnosis of dementia, Alzheimer's, or multiple sclerosis. Would seem like anybody would want to rule out B12 because that would be so much shorter a path to getting back to normal.
Well, you have to. Anybody that has suspicion of multiple sclerosis or diagnosed with that, the physician has to rule out B12 deficiency. Why? They're both demyelinating disorders. And prolonged untreated B12 deficiency causes subacute combined degeneration of the spinal cord. So they will have identical signs and symptoms of gait problems, paresthesias. So it just makes sense. Doesn't mean that everybody with MS has B12 deficiency or any person with autism has a B12 deficiency, but you have to, in the initial workup, the diagnostic workup, you have to rule it out properly, not just with a serum B12, not with a complete blood count, because you do not have to have macrocytosis to diagnose a B12 deficiency. You have to do those other markers, homocysteine and methylmalonic acid.
Well, you mentioned one reason that people would be low, which is taking acid-suppressing drugs, and I talk about that in my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium. And as we age, we're likely to have lower stomach acid anyway. But other drugs, blood pressure medicines and metformin, can also lower B12 levels. Is that right?
I don't know about blood pressure medications, but metformin, yes. They've done studies where they feel over time something where the metformin does something to the small intestine, the ileum, for absorption. But I often do wonder, and there are studies where they do show it, diabetics are high risk for B12 deficiency for a variety of reasons. Once you have one autoimmune disease, you're higher risk for other autoimmune diseases. So people who have insulin-dependent diabetics who have an autoimmune disease, they should always, those are younger people, they should always be checked for autoimmune pernicious anemia. Then you have the metformin. Many diabetics will have paresthesias, and the physician will assume that their paresthesias are caused by diabetes. So diabetics are particularly high at risk for misdiagnosis because they already have another disorder that they can blame it on.
And yeah, that makes
therefore
sense.
They don't get tested.
Did you have a question, Dr. Cordell?
Yeah, I would love to know, do you have particular food sources that you tend to recommend for people who are low in vitamin B12? I know that there are some that we recommend, but I was wondering, do you have any particular foods that you recommend?
Well, B12 is only found in animal products. So therefore, people who are strict vegans and people who are vegetarians, they can get themselves into trouble. So B12 is only found in organ meats, shellfish, red meat, fish, poultry, eggs, dairy products. But in saying that, it's not just a vegan and vegetarian population. You can be a meat eater and still have a B12 deficiency because you have a malabsorption problem. There are several causes for B12 deficiency, but vegans and vegetarians are going to be at higher risk if they don't supplement properly.
Sure.
And if you're deficient, just eating a steak is not going to be enough to, take care of the deficiency.
Yeah.
Years ago, I knew a doctor that took liver pills because of the B12. We'll talk about supplements when we come back. Please stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku lotion and the Hadayubi moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years. Long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
I should mention that in the archive description of today's show, I have a link to the book and to the bio for Dr. Cordell so that you can follow up on the things we're talking about today. I also put in links to a couple of supplements, which I hope to talk about here in a second. Just go to hbnshow.com, click listen on the menu, you'll see archives, and you go there and just pick the date, and you can listen to the show again. You can forward that link to somebody you think needs to hear it. And it's a resource I try to make available so that there's one place that you can go, hbnshow.com, and then click listen on the menu and you will see what the options are. Well, we were talking with nurse author Sally Pocklock, and I still don't get it right. I must have been short on B12 when I was developing the language part of my brain. I wanted to talk briefly about there are two types of supplements. My inclination is to go with methylcobalamin instead of the cyanocobalamin because of the cyanide link with the cyano. Does it really make much difference?
Oh, it absolutely makes a difference. And this is important. This is new research. It's probably been out for, not really new, but I would say the last 5-6 years. There is a professor of neurology, clinical pharmacology, J. David Spence, MD, from London, Ontario. He works, he's a director of the Stroke Prevention and Atherosclerosis Research Center at the Roberts Research Institute. And he has done great articles in peer-reviewed journals regarding stroke and B12 and homocysteine. And what they have found is that you absolutely, people who have renal insufficiency or renal failure, renal insufficiency a lot of older adults can have, absolutely should not be taking cyanocobalamin. The kidneys have a hard time decyanating the cyanide part, so they want you to take methylcobalamin or hydroxylcobalamin. So in saying that, you know, people sometimes don't know if they have renal insufficiency, et cetera. We should just be switching it. It's no more expensive, and people can have inborn errors or genetic defects, mutations. We should just switch to methylcobalamin and to hydroxylcobalamin.
I did a little research. Centrum Silver, which is very probably biggest selling vitamin, it only has 25 micrograms, and it is the cyanocobalamin. Molecular Multi has 600 micrograms, and it's methylcobalamin. And the difference in price is insignificant if you think about that. You could spend $86 a month on Starbucks.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.